This is NHR Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospital's Radio Weekly Highlights podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the City and QMC hospitals. We have a bumper Christmas special episode this week with the highlights of three games over the last 10 days. Firstly, we will head back to the 20th of December, when at that time, second faced first in the English Football League 2 at Meadow Lane as Notts County welcomed Walsall. Following that, we will be back with the English Football League 2 and the Magpies for their Boxing Day trip away to Chesterfield at the SMH Group Stadium. Finally, we will then be at the City Ground for a Premier League clash, as Nottingham Forest hosted Manchester City in the early Saturday kickoff. Your commentator for this game is Richard Smith.
Notts County will be defending the top end in this first half, and Walsall will kick us off. It's second against first here on Nottingham Hospital's radio. Notts County taking on Walsall. We are just about to get us underway. Walsall kick us off. Keenan Bennett gives the ball away then to Carnu. Edge of the 18-yard box, shot comes in. Good save with his left hand by Kelly Roos. And Jacob Beddow assists him to clear the ball out of play before Jamil Matt could make anything of it. But I don't know what Keenan Bennett was thinking of with that crossfield ball. It turned out to be a terrific pass for Daniel Carnu, who went through on goal, had a shot, good save low down to his left hand side from Kelly Roos, and then cleared away just ahead of Jamil Matt by Jacob Beddow. Ball through, finds Connor Grant on the right hand side. First time cross towards Alessandro Jatta. It might break for Dennis on his left foot, but just got underneath it too far and lifted it over into the Hayden Green family stand. Notts County 0, Walsall 0. 22 minutes gone here on Nottingham Hospital's radio. Short corner taken by Connor Grant to Keenan Bennett. He plays the ball to the edge of the 18-yard box. Norburn just cuts across it too much. Just didn't have enough venom in that shot. Cut across it and it faded out wide of the left-hand upright. And the referee blows for half-time here at Meadow Lane. It's been one of those cagey top-of-the-table battles where neither side has really dominated either. Very few goal-mouth incidences and chances. But first half, good save from Kelly Roos, low down to his left-hand side, cleared away by Jacob Beddow. And a couple of opportunities at the opposite end for Notts County, falling to Ollie Norburn and Matthew Dennis, but neither really troubled Miles Roberts in the Walsall goal. Half time then here at Meadow Lane in this top of the table clash. It's Notts County 0, Walsall 0. And Notts will get us underway in this second half. Tom Iopender with ball at feet, and we are underway. Notts County 0, Walsall 0. But Notts now attacking the cop end in this second half. Flicks a ball out wide left towards Iopender, who takes it first time. He's got Jones to his left. Ball comes in towards centre of goal. It's a dangerous position. A chance here for Matty Dennis, and that's a terrific save. He played it towards goal, did Notts County's number 19, and the keeper came across, flicked the ball out of play with his right hand. He's gone down in a bit of a heap. He's now limping, but he's back on his feet. It's a corner kick for Notts County there, first of this second half, but a terrific effort there from Matty Dennis. Need to get a bit more urgency in their play on this left hand side. Dennis challenged by Brown, goes past Brown in the centre circle. He's on the run, he's Matty Dennis. He's got Jatta to his left. Dennis with a shot, no power in it whatsoever, but from the 18-yard line into the arms of the keeper. sort of sums up the whole afternoon, this particular game here. Kellen Gordon with his shot, speculative from 30 yards. The referee blows for full time. We've had 90 minutes of a game, top versus second, and neither side could dominate either. And at the end of the day, it's finished. Notts County 0, Walsall 0.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.
Now we are off to Derbyshire and the industrial town of Chesterfield, where the Black and Whites of Notts County took on the Spireites at the SMH Group Stadium in the English Football League 2. Your commentator for this one is Richard Smith.
It's Chesterfield against Notts County. Notts County will kick us off, playing to the goal away to our right-hand side. Lewis Gordon plays it down the line. Nick Cirulla picks it up though, gets it back from Connor Grant, and Cirulla's away. He's into the box at the right-hand end. He plays it in for Connor Grant. Can he find a cross? He plays it against Jamie Grimes, who came across. It's the first corner of the afternoon to Notts County. It's 0-0, not for the want of trying, but as I say, both goalkeepers really untroubled so far. I can't remember either having a save in anger to make, but Chesterfield hoping to change that just ahead of half time. Mandeville comes forward down the right hand side with Tanton. Cross ball comes in, and a shot on goal is well over the top of the bar from the number 11, Dylan Duffy. And again, untroubled by that, the Notts defence and goalkeeper. Referee blows for half time here at the SMH Group Stadium. It's not been the most watchable football game, you have to say. Neither side has troubled either goalkeeper in that first half. Half time then, here at the SMH Group Stadium. It's Chesterfield 0, Notts County 0. We are underway in this second half. Chesterfield 0, Notts County 0. Notts County kicking towards the end, the north stand end as it is.
The official attendance this afternoon, 10,059. Many thanks everyone for your fantastic support today, and that includes 1,024 Notts County supporters.
Corner then for Notts County, 61 minutes in. Nick Cirulla with his arm aloft, he's going to lift it in left-footed, and it comes towards the centre of goal. It's headed up in the air. Norburn gets something on it. It might break for Jatta. It bounces around in the 6-yard box and it's cleared away. Norburn gets it back to Kellen Gordon. Chips the ball in towards the edge of the 18-yard box. It's nodded forward but into the arms of Hemming. But just for a moment there, the ball was bouncing around in the 6-yard box and Notts almost got something out of it. Chesterfield will want a say in that. Tanton gets a cross ball in. It comes to the edge of the 18-yard box. Great save. It's knocked in the back of the net though by Bonis. And we have the first goal of the afternoon, and it's gone to the home side. It was a save from Kelly Roos from a shot from the edge of the 18-yard box, but it went straight to Bonis. Lee Bonis with his 11th goal of the season, and it's 1-0 to the home side with 67 minutes on the watch. And it's going to be Liam Mandeville, the number 7, to take it. And again, this time, Notts County don't have anybody any further forward than the 18-yard line. In it comes. And it's gone in! Oh, it's gone in at the near post. And it's McFadzean. It was angled in towards the near post, and McFadden got there ahead of everybody else to double the host lead. It's now Chesterfield 2, Notts County 0. Long ball forward from Ayol Pender up towards the edge of the 18-yard box, headed to the right wing area for Kellen Gordon. He knocks it back into a dangerous area. Header over the top of the bar from Maz Kuyar, and the referee blows for full time to the delight of the home fans. And a game that will not live long in the memory as far as Notts County are concerned. But Chesterfield, through the virtue of two goals from Lee Bonis and Kyle McFadzean in that second half, have been the difference between Notts County and Chesterfield this afternoon. And I'm afraid Notts County have come up very, very short. In fact, the Chesterfield keeper hasn't really been tested at all this afternoon. It's a very poor afternoon as far as the Magpies are concerned. And it's finished here at the SMH Group Stadium. Chesterfield 2, Notts County 0.
You know, the one thing that we are always looking for at NHR is willing volunteers. Whether it's presenting a show, visiting the wards, fundraising, or many other roles that we have, it's bound to be a rewarding experience. On top of that, you'll be having a positive impact on the time that people spend in hospital. So log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the contact page and find out how you can get involved with us here at Nottingham Hospitals Radio. We are now on our final highlights of this week's podcast, and it's from this past Saturday as Nottingham Forest were at home against the Citizens in an all-Premier League clash. Your commentators for this game are Rod Smith and Lewis Brown.
The referee checks the captains, the referee checks the goalkeepers here at the City Ground. It's going to be Manchester City two kickers off here in the 12:30 kickoff as the Premier League clash starts. It's Nottingham Forest taking on Manchester City, and Bernardo Silva plays the ball back to Donnarumma, and he's actually got a bit of time now to just kick it long and look for his pass. Anderson now turns, plays the ball back to Murillo on halfway for Forest. Murillo out to the left to Nico Williams. Williams on one to Hudson-Odoi, wide left now. Hudson-Odoi up against Nunez, cuts back inside, still holding on to the ball, crosses it in, looking for Jesus. It finds Morgan Gibbs-White. I think he's just missed the ball. There was two Forest players who'd ran behind the line of Manchester City. It was a great cross by Callum Hudson-Odoi. We're just seeing a replay now. It was only Hutchinson, I think, who was offside. And Gibbs-White just gets it completely wrong. I think he's missed the ball. All he needed was a toe on it, and it would have been in the back of the net. And instead, it's gone past the post. We're 7 minutes in. That's the closest anybody's come yet, but it's still Forest 0, Manchester City 0. But it's cut out well by Dominguez, who's having a good game so far for Forest, is Nicolas Dominguez. He's just getting himself about a bit, disrupting the play where he needs to, and winning it back where he needs to. But then a poor ball from Murillo, and it's now with Cherki, and Haaland's going to have a shot, but Milenkovic had followed him and gets a block in. Brilliant block by Milenkovic, because that's the first sort of chance where the ball's fell to Haaland inside the penalty area, although he was being forced left. It was a Forest error that helped him find that chance, but Milenkovic followed him all the way and just puts in a block, and that was great from Forest number 31. As John Victor kicks the ball long, and as he does that, looking for the run of Igor Jesus, Rob Jones blows the half-time whistle here at the City Ground. And at half-time here in this Premier League fixture, it is Nottingham Forest 0, Manchester City 0. It's okay. And there goes the whistle for the second half here at the City Ground. As Nottingham Forest take on Manchester City, the ball's laid back to John Victor, who kicks it long, and it's headed clear by Gonzalez, but Forest pick up the loose ball. Ball now to Reinders, takes the shot, and Manchester City have scored. The ball was played through. It was a simple pass. Reinders had made the run in behind the man, White just to the left of the penalty area. He takes a shot. The ball goes underneath John Victor, who was running out, and into the back of the net. And 47 minutes gone. It's Nottingham Forest 0, Manchester City 1.
Something that I noticed immediately was the Pep Guardiola and his coaching staff were hugging each other. They'd obviously spotted something from the first half in the Forest defensive way, because they didn't half hug each other, and a couple of the Man City players were over the moon with the style of play.
Foden trying to turn, finds Reinders on the edge of the area. He's looking for a shot, tries to step over the ball and loses it to Gibbs-White. Gibbs-White's now coming forward. He plays a ball left to Hudson-Odoi over the halfway. Forest coming forward, Hudson-Odoi left wing. He's just slowing the play down, finds Gibbs-White. Gibbs-White now turns, plays the ball through to Jesus, who's got space, crosses it, Jesus to Hutchinson, and it's in the back of the net by Omari Hutchinson. It was fantastic football from Forest. It was brilliantly worked down the left. Gibbs-White and Hudson-Odoi exchanging passes. A fantastic run from Igor Jesus as well. Opened up the defence. He squares it. You wondered if the chance had gone, but it was Omari Hutchinson who was arriving late into the penalty area, and he passes the ball into the back of the net. Past Donnarumma after 54 minutes. It's Nottingham Forest 1, Manchester City 1.
What a great play by Forest. Originally on this near side by Hudson-Odoi. And the interconnect was just terrific, and the pass from Jesus, well, as you said, Hutchinson just had to stroke it in.
Gibbs-White's forced wide. He lays it back to Hutchinson, steps away from his man, does Hutchinson, steps away from another man, still holding on to the ball is the Forest winger. Anderson then whips the ball in, looking for Jesus, cleared by Nunez, only as far as the edge of the penalty area. Nico Williams takes a shot, Donnarumma makes the save, and Savona blasts the ball over the bar. It was some good play by Forrest again. It was a good shot by Nico Williams. He was able to keep it down, and he sort of put it with precision. Donnarumma diving to his left gets a one-handed save on it. He then pushes it out to Savona, who was onside, but he blazes the ball over the bar, and after 65 minutes it's still Forrest 1, Manchester City 1. Forrest playing themselves into a bit of trouble. Bernardo Silva plays the ball through to Foden. Foden steps around his man, takes a shot. It's a great save by John Victor. That was fantastic. Foden wriggled away from his man, got a shot off. John Victor sticks out a leg. It was just all Foden had to beat was John Victor, and he sticks out a leg and makes a fantastic save to keep Forest in it. And after 73 minutes, it's still Forest 1, Man City 1. In it comes. Again, it's quite long, but Guardiola's there this time. He heads it back to Cherki, who takes the shot, and it's in the back of the net. It was a shot from about 3 yards inside the penalty area. He's blasted it. It's gone through a body of people. Victor John does get his hand on the ball, but it's in the back of the net. And after 83 minutes, it's Nottingham Forest 1, Manchester City 2.
Well, I did see that coming. Clearly the first one a few moments ago where it went out for a throw-in. It's clearly been a training ground routine, and this time he got it right, got the header, just came down, and he just hit it through a crowd of players, didn't he?
And that's going to give Rob Jones time to blow the whistle. He does do here, and it has finished at the City Ground here in this Premier League game. It's finished Nottingham Forest 1, Manchester City 2. It's been a very... It was a quiet first half, and it was a busy second half. It started after 47 minutes when Reinders was timed his run to perfection and left basically free to run in and put the ball into the back of the net past the diving John Victor. Forrest did come back though on 54 when some lovely work down the left found Omari Hutchinson running into the box at the far sort of back of the penalty area, and he side-footed the ball into the back of the net. But Manchester City retook the lead on about 83 minutes when Cherki hit the ball. It went through a crowded body and through the legs of Morgan Gibbs-White and into the back of the net. And here at the City Ground, it has finished. Nottingham Forest 1, Manchester City 2.
Well, that's all we have for now. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sport.